Okay, good morning and happy 8th day of Hanukkah. Okay, we are on Birkat HaMazon, Siman Kuf, Pei Dalet. So just to recap, we finished off with a very common halacha. When's the latest you can say a bracha achrona? So there's no difference between bread and anything else you eat. The bottom line halacha is, if you got full or svia, satiated from what you ate, then you have up until you start to get hungry again. There is a shita in the Magen Avraham, which the maximum is 6 hours. That's his chidush. I don't know how accepted that is. But you definitely have, as long as you're still hungry, as long as you're still full. Once you get hungry, you're chayav. However, there is a minimum. Pretty much all the poskim say there's a minimum of 72 minutes. If you get hungry right away, there is a minimum. It's still 72 minutes. You have time to bench or to say any bracha achrona. And so too, if you never really got full, what's the latest time you can? You still have it's 72 minutes, no more, no less. That's the general rule. Now, what happens if you're at a very long meal that doesn't seem to end? And by the time it's time to bench, you're hungry. That is a problem. Some say, as long as you're sitting down for one meal and you never really finished your meal, and you're still there, it's still okay to say a bracha achrona. It's a little difficult, but that is what some say. The Mishnah Berurah says something similar along those lines. But they say as long as you're still snacking, that's when it's less of a problem, less of an issue. As long as you're still snacking, as long as the whole, you know, this happens sometimes at a Shabbos meal in some houses, and certainly when you go to these larger simchas. Sometimes that you go to a wedding, they give you a little piece of meal for for the main course, and you're lucky if you get a little more for dessert, and it happens hours later, and so it is an issue. And they say it's better to at least eat something more right before you bench. Or eat a kazayit or something, preferably bread, if the meal did get dragged on. So it's something to be aware of. Or if you see this is going to happen and you're benching anyway, before the zimun, you should bench shortly after to when you finish eating versus waiting till when you leave, if you're going to bench early anyway. Okay. Fine. Let's continue. Vav, shiur achila levarach aleha birkat amazon bekezayit. Now, the minimum to eat to say a bracha achrona is kezayit. It doesn't matter if you're full or not full. If you eat less than a kezayit, that's the minimum shiur of achila. If you eat less than a kezayit, then you're not, you don't say a bracha achrona. Kuf pei hei. Okay, this is about hanhagos of birkat amazon. Aleph. Birkat HaMazon Emra B'chol Lashon. So Birkat HaMazon could be said in any language. It has to be a language, though, that you understand. In general, the poskim say it's better to be in Hebrew. And then it's not so important to understand every word. Of course we should, but you're still B'yotze. And the poskim point out it's important to say it from something written, a sitter, a bencher.
So to clarify, if it's someone who can't do Hebrew, it's probable that they should read the benching in the language that they understand. Not someone who doesn't understand Hebrew, not read it, but someone who cannot.
Somebody who cannot bench in Hebrew should definitely bench in English or their language. That's for sure. Okay. If you understand English better than Hebrew, I think it's preferably to do it in Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh.
If you can't mamash read it, then read it in your mother.
Right. If you can't read it, you don't know it, you can't read it in Hebrew, then it's 100% good if you say it in your language that you know. Very good. Okay. All right. Reading it from a sefer also helps with kavana and helps with a lot and not making mistakes. But tzarich shiyashmiya leoznav ma shemotzi bisvatav. It's very important that you hear what you're saying for benching. Ve'im lo yishmiya leoznav yatza. What if you can't hear it? You whispered it so quietly you can't even hear it yourself, or it's noisy in the room. Yatza, you are yotze. Ubilvad shiyotzi bisvatav. On the condition that you move your lips, and when you move your lips, there's some air coming out of your mouth. So if you're just moving your lips, many say that's the same thing as just mind reading. It's in your mind. And that's not, you know, here who are love kadibur dami. But it's important that at least some air is coming out, so you are actually articulating and saying the words, even if you can't hear, in order to be able to say at least on a bidyavid level. Okay? If a person cannot speak for whatever reason, holy or whatever, then of course he should at least be maharher, because according to the Rambam, it works. So at least think it in your mind if it's not possible for you to speak it at all. Gimel. Yesh mishel merdo balabayit im banav ishto tzrich levarech b'choram kadeh sheyitzu v'birchoto. So one of the Rishonim point out, it's important to bench out loud if you're going to be motzi other people. So it was common in his days, at least especially for your wife and children who may not know it by heart and you're being motzi for them, make sure you always bench out loud to, when they're around, so they could be yotze. And others point out, it's also good if you're not going to be disturbing people to say it out loud as well. It helps you with your kavana. Okay, dalet. Afilu nishtaker kokach at she'en yachol daber karo'oi. A person gets drunk enough where you can't speak properly. You're not so cohesive. It's slurring words. Yeah, exactly. So then you yachol avarech birkat hamazon. You can still say birkat hamazon. Hey. Again, this is going to continue. Im beirach, v'hayta tsoa kenegdo. The person benches, and he realizes afterwards, whoa, there was excrement next to him, with especially if he could see it, or especially within dalet amot. O shahaya shikor, or he was drunk. Perush lagamre, that usually translates as completely drunk. Perhaps shikor kilot. But there's a reason why I said usually translated as Nistabku hatosafot v'harosh im tzarich lachzor ulavarech. So the Tosfot on the Rosh have a safek if you're yotzei or not. So there's a big tumult, a big discussion on how to understand these two seifim. It's a little bit unclear what level of shikor, of being drunk, makes you not able to bench or not. Now, just to sum up, we see that there's a machloket in Tosfot on Rosh. On some level, there's a suffix, and we know that there is, generally speaking, the halacha is if a person is completely wasted, completely intoxicated, he's totally out of it. It's coined in Chazal by Shichuto Shalot. And so he was totally out of it, didn't know what was going on. So then he's completely like a shot, has a din of a shota. And whatever he does, it doesn't count for anything. So, what is the Shulchan Aruch talking about? So, generally speaking, the halacha is if a person is completely wasted, he cannot bench. And if he benches, it didn't count. And when he wakes up, if he's still full, he has to bench all over again. If a person is any less than that, if it's a different location, you have to go back, but you still have to bench. If you can get there, right, yeah. Safely. Very good. Show your numbers. Where he was, right? So anyway, so if a person had any amount of alcohol, the halacha is, as long as you're not completely out of it, the poskim say in general, they generally all say, that one should still bench. Maybe have a little water, walk a little bit, maybe wait a little bit, before it gets, you know, before you start getting, you start chancing, you know, losing the bracha by having it digested or leaving. Bottom line, you bench anyway, even if you had what to drink. And regarding tzoa, if a person finds this, so if it's far away from him, I think all the poskim say you yotzei bedieved and you don't repeat. If you find it, and you were supposed to, and it was, especially if it was common next to, again, there's different opinions exactly how far do you take it, but if it's within Dalet Amot, and you find out afterwards, so according to the Sephardic post-scheme, they all say, you don't repeat. And according to the Ashkenazi post-scheme, it's pretty much a split machloket, so you take your pick, some say you repeat, and some say you do not repeat. Okay. All right, that sums up that. Now, umishum meraglayim shita she'eno chozer levarech. And if it's just for urine, so then everyone says, well, I don't know about everyone, but it depends if it's a puddle and depends on which posek. But generally speaking, everyone agrees it's pshita. You do not go back just for urine, only for mer. The only machlok it is among the Ashkenazim within Dalet Amud of Tzela. Why is there a difference between this and davening? So one of the chilukim they give between difference and davening is, so there's a pasuk that says you have to daven or say divrei kodesh v'yam machanecha kodesh. It has to be in a holy state where you do not have any tzoa in front of you. So that everyone agrees with. The question is that a din lachatchila or a din bediavid? So many say that's only a din lachatchila, but if you already said a bracha, you said it. And it counts. That's what many write. And a main difference between tefillah and birkat hamazon is tefillah, halavai you should daven all day. There's no end. There's no limit to how many times a person should daven to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it's not a big deal to have somebody repeat. But to repeat birkat hamazon, we're talking about a bracha she'ina tzricha or a bracha levatala, and that's much worse. Okay. A question. Kuf pei vav. Im nashim uktanim chayavim beberkat hamazon. So, new topic. Aleph. Nashim chayavot beberkat hamazon. Women are definitely chayav in berkat hamazon, and we'll see in most halachot there's no difference. However, there are some differences. Vesafek hu im hen chayavot midoraita umotziot et ha'anashim, im einan chayavot elo midorabanan ve'einan motziot elo mi she'ein chiyuvu elo midorabanan. So bottom line is a machloket, and it's a safek, really, by women. If they're chayav midaraita or midarabanan. Midaraita should be because there should be no difference, right? It's not a mitzvah shazman grama. There should be no difference from that perspective. The reason why it's a safek in halacha is because part of benching is connected to owning land. And when the land was originally divided, and generally when it's divided, the women officially do not get a particular chelik in the Yerusha, or in the initial.
Only five.
Only five got, but it was through. It was actually through a man, their father.
Well, right.
Right, and women do get nowadays. Women always get a chelik if there are no brothers. So there are times when women do get a chelik, but it's not. Again, this is also part of why it's a suffix. But it's, they're not one of the main receivers or original. Just Kohanim and Levim, they say it's not the same category because they actually did get real cities. Again, like the Ari Migrash, there's 42, 48 cities that they got a chelek in. Okay. So that's the suffix. Now, so lemaisa, what does that mean? If a woman is only chayav on a perhaps derabanan level, she should not be motzi a person who's chayav on a for sure deraita level, which means a kazayit and kedei sviya. The guy got full and ate more than a kazayit, and then he's a gadol, and that's the example where a woman should not be motzi. He should be motzi himself. Now, obviously, if he can't and there's no choice, she could be motzi him. It may or may not work, but it's certainly better than nothing. And if a person already had a mind to be motzi through a woman, and she had a mind to be motzi him, and they already benched, then some say, and then they realize that the man is able to bench, whether he gets a sitter or whatever the situation is, some say he can no longer bench again because he was already, he was very possibly already yotzi. So that's a question. Okay. Bet.
That's where he didn't have
Sviya. Even if he had Sviya, it's a question. If he didn't have Sviya, as he was already Yotze, he already listened, and he was perhaps Yotze. So, so that's a question if you can repeat. It's a question. And right, but if he wasn't full, then and she was full, so then for sure he could be Motzi, if she could be Motzi him. If she was full and he was not, and it's a suffix if you have a trade derabanan. And it's going to come up by a katan also. If a katan We're going to see in a moment. But it's a similar shaila. But now, katan is for sure derabanan, and a woman are only safek. But katan chayav midarabanan kedei lechancha. Katan midaraita is not, but if he has at least a kazait, midarabanan is chayav. V'ahi deben mevarech la'aviv. And how can when can a son bench for his father? When the father kishelo achal ha'av kedei sviya. She'enu chayav ela midarabanan. Right, we said that. If the father is only on a midarabanan level, such as he did not eat kedei sviya. So machloket if a woman ate and she ate kedei sviya. So we learned before, since it's a safek de'araita for a man, should he go back and bench? So it's a machloket what to do for a woman if a woman is mesupak, she ate, but she doesn't know if she benched or not. She completely forgot. So do you go back to safek with sveka deraita lakula or sveka derabanan lakula? So it's a machloket what to do in that situation. It's best to perhaps to listen or hear somebody else, but some say no, she should bench herself. Okay, I think that covers it. All right, and if it's a person who is trade derabanan who wants to be poter someone who's only on a one level of derabanan, so then it's a machlok, it's a question what to do. Best to be machmer if possible and not be so much on that. Okay, aleph kuf pei zayin seif aleph. Okay, so this is going to discuss the nusach of some nusach issues of birkat hamazon, and just to point out that Gemara says in Brachos Memchet, Amud Beis, that the first bracha, all three brachot are de'araita. And there's also certain asmachtas from the psukim itself on how each bracha is mid'araita. The Gemara also says there, Nachman starts, he says, Moshe tikein the first bracha, hazanat kol, when they got man, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua, he coined and wrote the second bracha, which is about Al Haaretz, and the third one about Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. So David first wrote it, and then Shlomo continued and added to it. That's the pshat. Now, Mistama Moshe, even though all three brachos are deraita, Mistama Moshe Rabbeinu was Yotzei, the mitzvah deraita, even though he only said the first bracha, but it seems that Chazal expanded the brachos, and really Hashem wanted us to mention all three or four ideas, and Chazal expanded all of them into the same level of deraita. And Hatova Hametiv, I'm not familiar that it was changed after. Maybe you can enlighten me afterwards. So Hatova Hametiv, I was about to say. It was nothing was changed, but the fourth bracha was added. There was never a third. Nothing was changed after the korban, as far as I know. The third bracha, there's a change. I'm not familiar with the change. If you want, tell me afterwards. Right. We still have the same nusach of David and Shlomo, as far as I know. And the fourth bracha after Haruge Beitar were able to be buried. It took a couple of years or a year, and they're able to bury them finally. So then Chazal established a new bracha in commemoration to show how Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to bury them and that they didn't decompose. And that's why it's the double lashon of Atov Vehametiv. Very good. Okay. So I'm also point out, even though it's a bracha arucha, it's interesting, it doesn't end with a baruch at the end, which is unusual. Because the ikar bracha, Atov Vehametiv, is supposed to be a two-word bracha. Well, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hatov Vehametiv. That's the original Hatov Vehametiv. And therefore, it was always a short bracha. But here they added to it for this occasion for benching. But because it's intrinsically, or Be'ikar, originally, it has only one. It's a short bracha, therefore, when they coined this bracha, they didn't add to it. Okay. Kut Be'zayin again. Aleph. Yesh omrim baruch masbiya l'reivim ve'en le'omro ve'hamosif goreya. There are some who add before benching this words of baruch masbiya l'reivim. I don't believe it's longer, but maybe there's a longer nusach. Regardless, he says you should not say it because it's a little bit like you're adding to the brachas. And we don't add whatever chazal we're talking, that's what it is. Especially since you're using the word baruch. It's not just a pasuk. Vim amar bimkom birkat hazan. Interesting. If instead of the first bracha, you skip the whole bracha. Sorry. You abridge the entire bracha, and you just say the words, Berich Rachmana, Malka Mare Dehai Pita. And some point out it has to be Malka De Alma. Again, that's just Aramaic for saying, Baruch Hashem, that's Rachmana as a kinui, like a nickname for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Malka is Hamelech, but we know every bracha has to have Shem Vemalchut, we learned. And Malchut, we also learned, Lahalacha, it has to be Melech Ha'olam, not just the word Melech. If you Yodse or not, B'dievet, it's a Shaila. So some say, really, it should have been Malka De Alma over here. Mare Dehai Pita, who's the master of bread, or this bread. So then you Yotze, and that's good enough for saying the whole first bracha. Obviously, we don't do this lachatchila. We don't shorten the brachot lachatchila. But b'dieved you are Yotze. Mishnah Berurah points out many right that for ketanim you start easing them slowly, and that's totally fine lachatchila. Just letting them say longer parts and longer parts as they get older. V'yesh omrim shitzarich she'achtom berich rachmana dezan kola. And if you're going to say this short bracha, some say you should add at the end again, because it's like a bracha arucha. It has baruch in the beginning, baruch in the end. You should also end off, in order to be yotze, you should end off with berich rachmana dezan kola, which is the same as saying hazan etako. Okay. Bet. The birka ta'aretz, in the bracha of the land, the second bracha. So, leharosh, lo yomar shein chaltel avotenu eretz chanda v'chulei berit v'tora. You really saying you don't have to say the words brit v'torah. Sherei omer al britcha shehatam to b'sreino v'al tordcha shelimatanu, because you say the words for britcha that you stamped in our on our skin. That's referring to the bris milah. V'al toradcha shelimatanu for learning Torah. V'dai v'pam echad, and it's enough just to mention it once. Let me just take a step back. Gemara says Chazal say in every bracha. In every bracha. In the Birkat Haaretz, you must say the words Berit V'Torah. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the Bris Milah and He gave us the Torah. That's part and parcel. It's mashma from Tosfos that that's a Din D'Rabbanan, but it's mashma from all others. It's mashma from Tosfos, it's a Din D'Raisa to say those words. But it's mashma from the Sugya, mashma according to I think all other Rishonim, that it's only a din derabanan. It's mashma that way, the same way, the way we paskan halacha, because we say, if you have a suffix, if you said, which is pasra v'kisnan, what do we say in the end? Me'ein shalosh. And we still want to be yotze, the bread if it's deraisa. But in me'ein shalosh, you don't mention the words berit v'tara. So you see that you could be yotze birkat hamazon if, because me'ein shalosh takes care of birkat hamazon, on a bidyavit level, and it doesn't mention berit v'torah. Anyway, that's just a side point. But the main point is lemaisa halacha, whether it's din derabban and deraita, you have to mention the words berit v'torah, or the concept. That's what the Gemara says, and they explain that it doesn't mean literally the words berit v'torah. It means you have to mention mila and you have to mention the Torah. And everyone mentions it when you say the words al bitcha shechatam te b'sereinu ve'al toradcha shelimatanu. So according to the Rosh, in benching, you don't mention the words Berit V'Torah. And when you open up a Ashkenazic bencher, you will not see the words Berit V'Torah. It just mentions the full statement of Berit Chashachatam to B'Sirein V'Chulei. V'Harambam Cholek. And the Rambam says, no, you have to actually mention those two words, which is what the Sephardic bencher will tell you, to say those two words. And it also says that whole Nasach of Al Berit Chash V'Chulei. Gimel. You don't mention those concepts at all in any form of a nasach. You just miss out, or you mumble completely and just totally miss berit, or you totally miss the Torah, which can happen if a person benches too quickly. Then machzirinato, he has to bench all over again. Haga, v'nashim v'avadim lo yamru berit v'Torah. And the Rama writes, Nashim do not mention that phrase in benching. The Nashim lav b'nei Torah ninhu, v'avadim lav b'nei Torah ninhu. They're not shayach to that. And the minhag that they point out by Ashkenazim is not like the Rama. Ashkenazim women, they also say this statement because it's for everybody as a whole, and they also have, on some level, they do have a share. Also because, and what's especially why are these two items so important? Because bizchut, Chazal also say bizchut that we keep the milah, and bizchut that we learn Torah, we get Eretz Yisrael. So women also have a shayach, at least on a secondary level. Okay. Dalet. Okay. Oh, and just whenever you go back and you have to repeat benching, if you have to repeat one bracha, it's similar concept. The three brachot, the first three brachot, are one unit, one package, and Hatov Yametiv is a separate package. So anytime you have to go back for benching for the first three brachot, if you finish the bracha and you can't just go back in the middle of that bracha anymore, so you don't go back to the beginning of the second bracha, for example, like Brit Vitara is in the middle of the second bracha. So if you forgot to mention Brit Vitara, the concept at all, and you're already in the third bracha, you don't go back to the beginning of the second bracha. You have to go back to the beginning of the first bracha because they're a package. If you go back to that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out, and we know that this is, it's not just him. Obviously, it's many Achronim say this, and similar to tefillah, for the first three brachot. The first three are a package. All the middle brachot are separate, and then the last three are also a package. So we see this concept similar there as well. Okay. Dalet. Im lo yizkir bebonei Yerushalayim malchut beit David machzirin oto. If you don't mention anything about malchut beit David, then you must repeat, because that became part of the essential part of the third bracha. In fact, the one who wrote the bracha was David. So again, I can't leave out the one who wrote the own bracha. Also, they point out because Yerushalayim, that through David, Yerushalayim became Kadosh. And so you're mentioning Yerushalayim, so you have to mention David, who also became, who was Mekadesh, the city. And we're not going to have a proper Nechama or Geula until we have Malchut Beit David returned. Haga, v'omrim al anisim b'chanukah u'bepurim kodem v'alakol. Now, where do you mention al anisim and for Chanukah and Purim? You mention it in the bracha of Nodelecha, because that's the bracha of Modim, of thanking Hashem. V'im lo amro ein machzirin oto. But if you miss it, you don't go back. And if you're in the third bracha, you don't go back. It's only because these two items, al anisim, is considered reshut, optional. It's not considered a chulva. But if you miss it, so the custom is you can also mention it during the harachaman. So Yomar, how do you do it? Harachaman, hu yase lanu nisim kamo she'asa b'yamim mehem, and then you continue. V'hachi nahug, and that's the custom. All right, maybe we'll stop.